Hello again. The patient was covered with bandages, and his dark brown face was barely visible. I was advised to keep my distance and not to touch any part of his body. As I entered, I was bewildered by the strange, even eerie environment. It seemed foreign and otherworldly. The room was dark and quiet, with only the hum of the breathing and heart monitors noticeable. I was informed that the man, who was in his late 20s, had a new and strange disease, which the medical team did not know much about, except that it was deadly. As a summer chaplain intern serving at Presbyterian Hospital in Philadelphia, I was still learning various pastoral approaches of how to greet a patient and inquire if a prayer was called for. But with this patient, I was advised to keep my pastoral visit short and unobtrusive. A sense of anxiety was pervasive among the medical staff as they struggled to treat this isolated patient. I had the sense that I was looking and praying for a modern-day leper. I said a simple prayer and then left the room, feeling sad, bewildered, for this man isolated as he was with a disease which the nurses and doctors informed me that they did not know much about. At the time, the summer of 1984, it was the early days of what would become an epidemic of a disease that would be diagnosed as immunodeficiency virus infection and acquired immune deficiency syndrome, or more commonly referred to as AIDS. Some years later, during my doctoral studies in Boston, I performed and later published a qualitative study of caregivers who work with patients living and dying of AIDS. One of the major findings of the study was that each caregiver considered the men, at the time all gay, to be modern-day lepers, and that the caregivers found consolation in the example of Jesus and countless others inspired by Jesus to serve their AIDS patients. And they did so with compassion and competence and a real sense of courage, as like Jesus in today's gospel, they reached out to listen, to observe, and to especially touch very sick human beings who were ostracized by the culture of the time. In listening to their stories and in meeting some of the men, I had a profound sense of grace as I sensed the presence of the crucified Christ incarnated in the sufferings of these modern-day lepers. These memories and images occur to me as I read and reflect upon today's gospel in which Jesus reaches out, touches, and heals a leper seeking help. Let us listen to how St. Mark describes the scene. A leper came to him and kneeling down begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched the leper, and said to him, "I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Imagine, friends, the poor and diseased leper. Consider his anguish and yet his faith, as he asked Jesus, "If you wish, you can make me clean." And then let us observe Jesus' sad eyes, his creased forehead, his open mouth, and his entire face moved with pity so that he crosses the cultural boundaries of his day and reaches out and touches the unclean leper. And let us hear Jesus' healing words, "I do will it. Be made clean." Perhaps one of the losses of our present pandemic is that we have lost the sense of touching and being touched. Do you recall the last time when someone other than a family member or close friend with whom you live touched you? If you are like me, you may have trouble remembering the last time you touched or were touched. In the past year with COVID restrictions, even a simple handshake is hard to do. Admittedly, I get some satisfaction in petting a dog or a cat, for while they are warm mammals, I need not worry of catching the potentially deadly virus. Well, in today's gospel, Jesus did not seem to be worried about catching the deadly disease of leprosy. This may seem to be a simple gesture on Jesus' part, but in his cultural world, it was an heroic act for people, especially men. For these, in these cases, they do not touch strangers. Men, other men, much less lepers. Indeed, Jesus was putting his own life at risk, just as he would if we were to touch someone we knew who was infected with the COVID virus. Friends, in a certain sense, we are all potential lepers for one another. The liturgical theologian Richard Skibley has noted that Jesus entered into the leper's isolated world by touching him, and in this way revealed dimensions of the incarnation. Skibler notes, quote, "The incarnation includes the belief that Jesus reached out, touched all the alienation illnesses of humanity, entering into the depths of human misery and identifying with human beings at every level." Close quote. And Skibler then goes on to make a further point. Until we touch the wounds of our world, we will not understand them or heal them. Unless we allow our wounds to be touched, they cannot be healed. When the risen Lord invited the Apostle Thomas in the upper room to touch his wounds, Thomas was able to feel the love that inspired the acceptance of those wounds. Close quote. Touching wounds figuratively and touching them literally, even a simple handshake, it's a touch. And so, friends, during this pandemic time when we are not able to touch or hold or hug one another, we may still be able to reach out and receive the touch of Christ through the incarnated presence of our compassionate God. Whether we test negative or positive for COVID, we are, in a certain way, are all lepers in need of healing. Let us pray then for the healing of those so afflicted with the COVID virus, and for their caregivers, as well as for ourselves, beset by the restrictions of this deadly disease which has engulfed our world. Let us kneel before Jesus and plead in the words of the leper, "If you wish, you can make us clean." Perhaps St. Ignatius of Loyola's prayer, known as the Anima Christi, expresses our prayer well through the words, "Soul of Christ, sanctify me. Body of Christ, save me. Blood of Christ, inebriate me. Water from the side of Christ, wash me. Passion of Christ, strengthen me. O good Jesus, hear me. Within your wounds, hide me. Permit me not to be separated from you. From the wicked foe, defend me. At the hour of my death, call me, and bid me come to you, that with your saints I may praise you forever and ever. Amen."